It is Wednesday morning, busy legislative schedule in Lansing, and joining us right now to talk more about what's on the horizon, there is State Representative Dan Lowers. Dan, good morning. Thanks for joining us. I'm going to have to push a quick button here. Sorry about that. Dial this up here because I can hear you, but in the distance. How's that? Can you hear me now?
I can hear you great.
Okay, great. Good. Better yet, I can hear you. So what's on the docket in Lansing? What are you working on right now?
Well, committee assignments just went out last Thursday, so now everyone knows what committees they're serving on. And, of course, the budget and the appropriations process is the top priority. You know, we've got a strong record now of producing a budget by the end of May, 1st of June each year, you know, for the coming October. And we're committed to continuing that tradition and so that, you know, schools and local governments will know what kind of budget they're looking at, you know, several months out. So, you know, we're first day of February here. So it only gives us a few short months to go through that entire process. And that's both House, Senate, and governor. So the governor is expected to present his budget goals, I think, Tuesday of next week. And that'll really get the ball rolling.
Well, and obviously until you see the budget, you can't talk too much about it. But what are you hoping to see from the governor's budget?
Well, if we go by the State of the Union address, I think we're going to see some directives as to where the governor would like to see us look at our budget for infrastructure. You know, we're committed on the transportation infrastructure and you know, there's not much appetite for increasing our budget, of course. So I'm not sure where we go to get additional funds to address infrastructure projects. But where we're really interested is in, you know, in paying down debt. We've paid off over $25 billion. There's another really pretty close to $50 billion to go out there. And I think myself and a number of my colleagues, if there's any money we can squeeze out of the system, we want to retire as much debt as we can.
Are you hopeful that there might be some federal money available for infrastructure? Because that is something that the incoming administration has talked about. President Trump on the campaign trail and in his inaugural speech talked about improving infrastructure in this country.
Yeah, I think if we see any additional funds going into that, that's probably where it's going to have to come from. So if the president comes through on that, great. You know, there's plenty of need out there. But short of that, I don't know where in our budget. You know, we always talk about a $50 billion budget in the state of Michigan, but really less than $10 billion of that is discretionary funds. You know, over 40 of that is things like school aid fund and federal monies that are really not up to us, the legislature, as to how they can be used. It's already in our Constitution or it's directed by the feds for what the money has to be used for.
Talking with State Representative Dan Lowers, one of the senior representatives in Lansing these days with term limits. You've got a lot of freshman lawmakers in there. What's your sense of how that's all working out?
Well, that's one of the challenges of term limits. Nearly a third of our legislature will be doing this for the first time now. And so they got to spend a lot of time getting up to speed. And we do end up spending a lot of our time, you know, going through the adult education process, if you will, of getting people familiar with, you know, what has to be done and what the parameters are. So that is a challenge. We have accelerated seniority with the limit of three terms. So you have to, you know, you got to learn fast.
Absolutely. Yeah. What are your thoughts on what's been going on in Washington? Obviously, a new administration, they're learning the ropes as they go as well. It's been a flurry of activity from the White House over the last week and a half, the latest being the immigration ban. What are your thoughts on that? And just in general, how the Trump administration is not wasting any time getting things done.
Yeah, well, I guess I'm pleased to see someone actually do what they said they were going to do. And pleased to see it happening relatively quickly. You know, so you know, I think it's refreshing to see the actions being taken, and actually campaign promises being kept in the first couple weeks of an administration is a refreshing change.
You don't always see that for sure. Dan, we appreciate your time this morning. We'll talk again once that budget has been shown to you by the governor. We'll talk again soon.
Sounds good. Have a great day, Paul.
You too. Take care. Bye now.